This is your first and only content warning.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. Summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. This is the Thunderbird Locker Room. We're giving you a backroom perspective on varsity athletes, coaches, and staff. Today we have on Gabby Switzer. She's a third-year field hockey player. She's actually a goalie. And her faculty is the little-known faculty of Land and Food Systems.
Nailed it.
Specifically, Global Research Systems.
Resource.
Shit. What is Global Resource Systems?
So, basically, it's like, I like to call it the easiest way to get a science degree.
It counts as a science degree?
It is a science degree.
Okay.
So, like, the first 2 years are kind of a nightmare. You take all the prerequisites, biology, chemistry, math, all the nonsense. And then, eventually, you start to get to choose a resource that you want to focus on.
Like
it
water.
Can be anything, water, human health, like sustainability, like whatever you want. And then you choose a region to study.
Okay. What's your region?
I don't know yet. Basically, when you apply for the program, it's a second year entry program. You write a letter of intent. So initially I was going to study water management in Israel because they're kind of innovators in that field.
Okay.
But we're moving away from that, and I'm doing a lot of indigenous studies right now.
Okay, so what kind of resources do they
forestry.
Utilize? Forestry, right?
Is a big one.
Yeah.
That's kind of
wildlife?
Yeah. And
okay. What region were you looking at then? North American indigenous?
BC.
BC?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you are a goalie. Now, most goalies in any sport are super weird.
Yeah.
Are you weird?
Okay, so everyone on our team would say that I am.
Okay, yeah, here it is.
But let's take it into perspective of, like, all the goalies that you've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roan and I are relatively normal compared to the nut jobs.
So Roan's the other...
She's the other goalie, yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys are best friends, like you said,
yes.
Right? So you guys have sort of have your own little group going.
Well,
so you feed off each other, and you don't think.
So we have our own group of weird.
Yeah, and you don't think that the other one's weird, but everyone outside.
No, she's weird. I'm just normal.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Now, field hockey goalies get the worst pads.
No.
You guys look so dumb.
No. Some of us look okay.
I've seen purple ones.
Mine are black
green
and gray
and blue, and they'll have mismatching colors.
Yeah.
What is with that?
Well, they're really expensive, so a lot of the times you'll just buy them secondhand, and some weird other goalie that isn't yourself designed a really unique color scheme, and you have to buy it because it's the most affordable. But
so you have one pink leg and one green leg?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay,
it's like a watermelon candy.
I mean, hockey goalies get the cool-looking pads.
Well, we don't get the funding that some of the other sports get.
I guess so. Do you know who Taylor Curran is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he went to my high school.
Cool, cool, cool.
He's a buddy.
He's an Olympian.
Yeah, he is. Damn
yeah.
Straight. Do you have any aspirations for higher level than varsity? Or any hope of getting to those heights?
I was recently asked to come to a national team practice. But I went, and I think it's really awesome, a huge honor to have been asked.
Yeah.
If they ask me again, of course I would say yes. But really, I play the sport to have fun, and I have a lot of bigger, not not to discredit this, but I have a lot of like more professional aspirations.
In the, what is that again?
I'm thinking
global resource systems field.
Yes. I'm so, thinking like urban planning potentially.
Oh, wouldn't you have to be an engineer for urban planning?
Really? You can have any background.
I thought engineers did urban planning.
Maybe more architecture.
Yeah. Are those mostly government jobs then, the global resource system?
A lot of them are, yeah.
Are there any job prospects in that area? Do you even know, really?
I really don't think that there's a lot of other universities that even offer this program. I think it's really small. So I don't know that there's, like, a direct job that's associated with global resource systems, like a degree in our program.
Oh, really?
So you can pretty much do anything.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. So it's snowing today for some reason, way after Christmas. Can I please get myself some of that global warming? Just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I want a little bit of global warming.
No.
You're doing the global resource
so
systems. I just want... Can we just move some of those?
No, because we are still having global warming. This is global warming.
It's not warm enough.
It is global warming. I was just talking about this yesterday in my climate society and climate and sociology class, and we're looking at what is kind of like a fair period of time to look at climate change. And if you looked at this snowy period and even the last couple of years that we've been having colder weather, if you looked at it on, let's say, a 20-year kind of period, you would see an overall trend of warming. So this is not saying that global warming is over.
This is a local weather event.
This is a regular weather event, and we're going to see a lot more kind of irregular weather events that are going to be a result of global warming. So it could get colder, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop driving cars and dumping crap in the landfill.
I'm going to keep... Well, actually, I don't drive a car right now. My car's
broken.
There you go. I'm poor. I can't
fix it. It's a struggle.
I know. I just actually got offered some work, and it's in Squamish, and I can't get there.
Damn.
Okay, so you mentioned that you were looking at doing water conservation in Israel.
Yeah.
I'm going to break the news to everyone that you are a Jew.
No way, no way.
is it offensive to call someone a Jew? Is that weird? It sounds weird when I say
it. Not the most polite thing, but
is it just the
I'm
way
not
you
offended.
Say it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it more the way you say
kind of,
it?
Yeah, it's a weird... I think Jewish people can refer to themselves as Jews. I think it's weird when my friends are like, haha, Gabby's a Jew. Like,
people say that?
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, was it that obvious, guys? Like, you with like, I wear two, like, Jewish necklaces around my neck. Like,
okay.
This is my identification card.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you talked about the Israel.
Yes.
So we're going to go deep in some Israel stuff. So have you heard of the, obviously, well, you're Jewish, so you've obviously heard of the BDS movement. So that's, if for the uninitiated, the boycott, divest, and what's
sanctions.
The other? Sanctions. Mm-hmm. So it's basically they're proposing the same sort of tactics that the rest of the world used on South Africa when they were still segregated. And that's because many people think that the state of Israel is keeping Palestinians in an open air prison, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What's your position on the BDS movement?
So
obviously,
I'm not a political expert. Obviously, I'm a Zionist, which means you're pro-Israel and pro having a Jewish state.
So are you pro-Israel or just pro the Jews having their own state?
Both. We have, you know, like a biblical. We have a
biblical claim to that land.
To that land,
yeah.
So, and that's not to discount anyone else's biblical claim or historical claim to the land. It just means that we also have a biblical claim to the land. I think BDS.
Well, to be fair, you claim that you have a biblical claim to the land.
Well, yeah, but everyone who has a claim to the everyone that has a claim is making a claim.
That's true.
So I think BDS is what we talk about. I'm a member of the Jewish Student Association, and I...
So how many people are in that on campus? Because I've only
like
seen...
15.
I saw one guy wearing
like 15.
The yarmulke thing
yeah,
on the bus once.
Yes. I think there's 15 members in the Jewish Student Association, but there's like a fair number of Jewish people on campus that are just not a part of our club. But
well, a lot of Jewish people are just cultural Jews, right?
They don't even. I mean, you can be a cultural Jew and join our club. Please join our club.
Okay, there's an ad.
Shameless plug.
I'm sure we've got an ad on this computer.
Perfect.
I'll throw it in for our first ad.
Cool. But I think what Hillel does a really good job of, which is the Jewish...
What, who does?
Hillel is the Jewish house on campus.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right next to Brock Hall. Check us out. They're just huge proponents of talking about BDS as just closing down communication. We're not even having a conversation about a conflict. We're not having a conversation about solving it. We're just saying, pull out all funds, all ties to Israel.
Wouldn't that be their negotiation tactic?
Well, it's not negotiating. That's just...
Well, it is. It's a form of conflict resolution, is BDS. It's an aggressive form of it, but it is...
I just don't think it's like a long-term solution. It doesn't...
Right.
And I think... I really am just not a believer that Israel is an apartheid state. I've been. It's not. I know. It does. It's not.
Okay, so what do you think about the settlements that they're building in Palestinian land that have been declared by the UN illegal?
Yeah, I just read in the newspaper yesterday that they've, I think, Amona or Pomona, or there's a community that they just evacuated a bunch of settlers. And, yeah, that's illegal for them to settle there. We shouldn't be settling in illegal territory.
So what, obviously this is getting deep into the politics, but I don't know if you
I'm not really qualified to say it. You know what I mean? Like,
I
don't want to be like a spokesperson for
this. This is a question that every Jewish person is going to get eventually in their life, right? And it's your burden to bear almost, right?
Yes,
so,
it is.
What sort of borders do you think they should stick with? Do you think now stop all the settlements and Jerusalem, you split it? Or do you think the Jews have the exclusive right to Jerusalem?
I don't think the Jewish people have an exclusive right to Jerusalem.
Well, you know, all those churches are the mosques. They're built on top of mosques, which are built on top of churches, where they're built on...
I mean...
Thousands of years of history there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the three main religions have a claim to Jerusalem. It's a holy land for... It's a holy place for the three main religions in the world.
So you think you should share Jerusalem?
Yeah, but I can't tell you, like, what a border should be drawn up.
Yeah,
they've tried to
honestly,
draw up a bunch
really
of
either.
Borders. Yeah.
They had some, I think, well,
there
they
have
had
been
some...
a lot of talks in the past and a lot of negotiations that have failed. And I think any way that we can have peace would be awesome.
So you think a two-state solution would
be
the
best? I don't know if it would be the best. I have no idea.
Okay. That's fair enough. Or I'm not going to put you under too much pressure to make the decision right now.
I don't want
to.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So you recently said you got into producing music, right?
Very beginnings of it.
Okay, so why did you get into producing music?
I've always had a knack for a musical knack. I love to sing, not publicly. It's a problem I have. I have terrible anxiety.
What songs do you sing? Do you sing like I don't know. Choir songs?
No, I don't sing choir songs. I do some hip hop, R&B. I can rap.
R&B?
Yeah.
I like
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men. Oh my god. Okay.
I like Chris Brown, person himself. I appreciate
the woman.
The music.
I got a funny story. So, I thought it was funny at the time. So. We're in a club, and me and my buddy, and a Chris Brown song comes on. It's a banger, one of his best songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he leans over and just yells in my ear, "Chris Brown keeps making music like this, he can beat up whoever he wants."
Oh God, so terrible.
It's pretty funny though.
I don't think it doesn't matter how many good songs he comes out with. He cannot keep hurting women. Domestic violence is not okay.
I know it's not.
Yeah.
It's a funny joke, though. Okay, so you like Chris Brown's music.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you like?
I like Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah, she's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's good at singing, too. It's weird how she doesn't really sing with an accent. Have you ever noticed that? Like, people from Irish...
So she came... Where is she from? Jamaica?
Barbados?
Yeah. Yeah, I just watched... I watch Oprah a lot.
You watch
like
Oprah?
Reruns? Yeah.
No, you really reruns. You watch Oprah reruns.
I love Oprah. And she does this segment of like, where are they now? Where she'll look at people that she used to have on the show. Anyway, she did like a tour of Barbados with Rihanna, and it was like, it was just awesome.
So Oprah flew down to Barbados.
Yes.
That must have been like the queen coming to Barbados.
Yes. But it was awesome. And like Rihanna was driving Oprah around in a Jeep and like showing her the hometown and like hugging all these like children in the streets. It's awesome.
It's like going to Africa.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been to Barbados. Looks beautiful.
Did Rihanna grow up like poor in Barbados, or was she?
I don't know.
Did she drive through their old neighborhood?
They took her to an old neighborhood, but I don't know what the rest of Barbados looks like, so I don't know
That's
what
true.
To compare
I don't
it
know
to.
Either.
Yeah. It looked like a nice house.
What other Oprah interviews have you watched recently?
A lot of like, she one time had these white supremacists on her show.
Who? What was his
name?
Some
skinheads. I don't know who they were.
Okay.
And like, she says that she realized she had just given them 60 minutes to spread their hatred on her show. And she was like, never did it again, obviously. And then they came back years and years later. Because she thought that she would be like, look at how ridiculous these like racists are.
Yeah. Instead of just not giving them a platform at all.
Yeah. So then she had them back later on. That was another, where are they now? And, like, they just apologized sincerely, but...
They had changed their views?
Yeah, they changed their views, and they changed their lifestyle, and...
Okay. I actually just watched American History X recently.
I thought you were going to say Donald Trump.
No. We can get... I keep... Everyone's talking about him too much. Right
yeah.
Now.
I don't know.
Have you seen American History X?
No.
Oh, it's a. Do you know what it's about?
Mm-mm.
So it's about the basically neo Nazis in the States, and basically one of them just shoots a bunch of black kids.
God.
And because they lose a basketball game to them.
That's terrible.
And then he goes to jail, and he actually meets a black person, and the guy befriends him and sort of changes his mind about the whole.
That's
thing.
That's a similar situation to what happened with one of these guys that went to jail. He had a swastika on his back, and. Like all these black people and all these different, you know, cultures and races were just embraced him, and so he realized
they're not all evil.
Yeah,
and lesser. And,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think maybe that could contribute to peace in Israel? Some.
I really
a
don't
little
think
bit of
that,
collaboration between
well,
the
that
two.
That would be great. I know that. Like, I don't think any less of any other person in Israel that isn't Jewish.
Yeah, or Palestinians. Whoa, what?
Yeah.
My phone's playing music for some reason.
Mm. What's the song?
I don't want to tell you.
You have to now.
Girls Like by Tiny Tempa.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Tiny.
I know what girls like. That song?
Yeah.
Do you like that song? Are you?
No.
So we were talking about your music, your foray into music before we...
I like all kinds of music.
You like all kinds? So do you like...
I like Michael Jackson.
Oh, who doesn't like Michael Jackson?
Whitney Houston. Yeah, exactly. Michael, is that you? Came back from the grave.
Shimona!
Yeah.
Shimona!
Did you see Celine Dion on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Doing, like, karaoke.
No, should we watch it?
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Okay, let's watch
She's
it.
She's awesome.
So, Celine Dion, like...
Love Celine.
Canadian... Country
hero.
Sing. Oh, here. Oh, wow.
Canadian okay. legend.
So you think very highly of her. I actually do too.
She's
a
dope.
Bowler. Which show was it on?
Fallon.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That guy's, he's pretty funny.
He is really funny. He does, he was on, I don't know if you watch Vice. They do a segment called Munchies.
Watch Vice? Yeah, I love Vice. Well, I used to love Vice. Now, not so much, but. The old stuff they did was incredible.
It was good.
Yeah.
They do Munchies, which is like a food segment on Vice, and they do... Mario Batali has a show on it where he's cooking.
That fat Italian dude.
Yes, with
so
orange
sweaty.
Crocs and the vest.
Crocs?
Every
I didn't know he wore Crocs.
Consistency is key. And, he had Jimmy Fallon on, and it was like having a five-year-old on a show. Like, the kid, he was just going off, like, insane.
Yeah.
There wasn't a coherent thing that he said. It was awesome.
He was probably drunk. Okay, this is Celine Dion's Wheel of Musical. Oh, this is where they spin the...
Wheel of Musical Impressions.
Okay, clearly you watch this a lot. Do you have a lot of time on your hands?
No.
You just use it inefficiently?
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
We're going to Hit this button here, right? This is Bluetooth. It activates the musical.
Look at that dress she's wearing.
It'll land on
it's
one
like a
that
disco ball.
It's like a bunch of tiny mirrors.
I know your show. I know.
Yes.
Oh God. I love that she's kept her accent.
No, her Canadian accent?
Why don't you go first?
Quebecois accent.
Is she Quebecois?
Of course.
That shows you how much I know about Slim.
Okay. You'll love it. You'll be good. Here we go. Artist, Cher. You can do Cher. Fair Jacques.
Okay, which one? Do you remember what order?
Not fair.
It's no, a little. You, I think it's the second
fair
one.
Fair song. Oh, I don't need you anymore.
Oh, she's pretty good.
She's so good.
Oh, she's a. Oh, here we go. One. Okay, this is Cher.
Your turn.
Or not Cher.
Celine Dion doing Michael Jackson singing One Dance by other Canadian legend Drake or Aubrey Graham.
No. Are you okay, Jimmy?
He's good at singing, too.
Yeah.
Jimmy's good. That was more just Jimmy than her.
But she does this.
Oh, here we go.
She doesn't stop.
No.
What's going on, Celine?
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Press the button. You press the button now.
It's like back and forth.
Oh, is the next one good too? Should we watch it? Oh, this is a Rihanna.
This isn't very good. She's like tries to twerk and it's like, okay, no, you got three kids.
And you're old French white lady.
We don't know how old she is. She's timeless.
She looks like she's at least.
She looks like 45, 50. But no, she's got to be 50 something.
Yeah, she's
Renee, 50. Her past, you know, her late husband must have been like 75
Renee?
Or 80. Yeah.
I don't know that guy. Was he a singer too?
He was her manager and husband.
Oh, okay. Did he pick her, like, find her?
Yeah, when she was like 19 or something.
And then wifed her?
He had to lock it down. Found her and kept her.
That's a little creepy, isn't it?
I think they had a beautiful love.
Was that one of her songs? Oh, okay. So here's a. Do you know who Bobby McFerrin is?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, whoa. If you like music, this guy will blow your mind.
All right.
So Bobby McFerrin, he makes all his music with his with like his chest. He hits his chest and he just makes all the music with his throat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Maybe I'll know him if I see him.
He's a black guy?
Like a champion beatboxer?
No, he's not a beatboxer. He does like, well, he beatboxes, but not like
I can beatbox.
Like gangster beat. Do you want to beatbox a little bit? Okay, go. I wish I could rap over that.
There you go.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Bobby McFerrin. He does the beatboxing, right? But he doesn't do it like that. He just we'll play.
We'll
it. This is my favorite one that he's done.
Whoa.
How sick is that?
That's awesome.
No instruments. This is just.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? Can you do that?
No.
Your body. Hopefully we don't get copyrighted.
I don't think so. How many viewers do you have?
Like three. Me, you, and one other person.
Okay, cool. I won't turn you in.
Okay. How sick is that?
That's so
he's,
cool.
I think he's dead now. I don't know. He's pretty old. You are listening to 101.9 CITR Radio coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. We're going to take our first ad break, and then we'll get right back into it with Gabby Switzer.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
There's a. Have you heard of Key and Peele before?
Yes, of course. Okay. Did you know that one of them is marrying, what's her name, Christina
Aguilera?
No. I don't know if it's Christina. She's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's the, like, the Greek.
If. Okay, well, I guess you're Jewish, so...
I don't want to say that.
So, she has a Gabby's larger nose. Gabby just said the Greek and then drawn a giant nose on her own face. What show is she on? Brooklyn?
She's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've never heard
of
I've never seen
special.
That show.
It's like an okay show.
Dude.
Whatever. But she has a comedy special on Netflix that I've watched so many times.
Really?
Yes.
What's it called, that... The special.
It's.
I don't think we have
like
Netflix
her name
up,
is in it.
Hooked up to this.
There she is, Chelsea Peretti. That's
he's
what I meant.
This girl.
One of them is marrying Chelsea Peretti.
God damn.
Yeah.
Good job. Which one, Key or Peele, or does it really matter?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, she does have a big nose, doesn't she?
It's the shorter one that's marrying her.
Oh, that's
Key
Peele.
Okay.
That's Jordan. No.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, it's Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
And then the other one's Keegan Michael Key. Those guys are hilarious.
She is so funny.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she actually funny?
She's actually funny, and
like
you should watch her special on
like
Netflix.
You think I would laugh if I watched it?
Yep.
Who's your favorite comedian? Is it her at this moment?
No.
Of all time?
How am I supposed to say all time?
Okay, give me like a top two.
I really love Wanda Sykes.
Who's
Come on.
I've heard the name before.
She's
I've never
like
seen any of her.
An African-American lesbian comedian, like every minority woman.
Does that make her good?
She just has a lot of like hardship in her life that she like is able to use for comedic purpose.
I listen to
I love Ellen.
You love Ellen?
Of course.
Ellen's not, I don't find her very funny.
She is funny, not particularly funny on her show.
Yeah, her show sucks.
It's
I'm not gonna
come on, how many people did she help?
She's I'm not talking
Dory.
About Dory. No. I'm not talking about the helping part. I'm talking about entertainment value.
I like it.
You like the Ellen
I
show?
I love the Ellen show.
What's your favorite part of the Ellen show? When they scare people?
No, that's stupid. I think she has cool guests.
Oh, okay. Who's so are you big into celebrities? Like singers and are there dancing celebrities?
I don't know. I don't follow the dancing celebrities. I really like the Kardashians.
You like? Can you say that a little louder for the rest of the audience?
What? Say what?
Say what you just said.
I really like the Kardashians.
Oh, gross!
Yeah. The show is so good. It's so
you,
horrible
you watch
and
the
so
actual,
good.
You watch the actual show?
I watch the highlights. Did you know Chloe just came out with a new show?
I am destroying my sweater right now.
Yeah. Chloe just came out with a new show
Which
called
one's
Revenge
Chloe?
Body.
Is that the fat one?
Oh, my God. That's what they used to call her, and that's why she has a new show. That's why she's got a show called Revenge Body. Because they used to call her the fat, funny sister.
Oh, God.
Chloe is the one that doesn't have a sex tape.
Is that the only one that... Wait.
No, I don't think that Courtney has a sex tape.
Oh,
she's the...
No, I wanted the other one to have a sex tape.
No, none of... Only Kim.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The buck stops here is what Kris Jenner said.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't it Caitlyn now?
No, Kris.
Wait, what?
Caitlyn...
Oh, I don't... I'm so confused.
Is
that's how much I care about the
Kylie
Kardashians.
And Kendall's father.
So that's... Used to be Bruce Jenner. Now it's
yes.
Caitlyn. Okay, there we go.
Married to Kris.
She doesn't look fat here. So
because
what's
she's on Revenge Body.
So what's the show about?
She takes people that are unhappy with their bodies. She matches them up with like celebrity trainers and nutritionists and estheticians and whatever, and they get a transformation.
That sounds really
and
lame.
They get, well, it's like any. It's like the. The Fat Loser or what I or,
yeah,
you
my,
know
yeah Biggest Loser
yeah Biggest
yeah,
Loser
like
whatever
show either.
But this one has like Khloe Kardashian Ooh. Like,
maybe
people
I'll
are
watch
gonna watch it. E is just making so much money.
It's
like
on the
who, yeah, I wonder who's producing it. Ryan Seacrest and Kris Jenner.
Ryan Seacrest?
Probably, because he produces Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That dude is a baller.
He is a baller.
Because, yeah, he's a super baller. So who's your favorite Kardashian?
Khloe Money.
Khloe?
Yeah.
It just because of this show, or?
She's just the funniest.
Oh, okay. So she was
She's so funny.
She was the fat, funny one.
I don't think she was fat. She was curvy.
Okay. Bigger than the other ones. Well, until Kim got that weird butt surgery.
I don't think she ever did get butt surgery, to be honest.
You don't think she did?
No, I think that's au naturel.
Should we look up pictures of her butt?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll take a pass.
But it looks weird. Like, her legs are skinny, and then she's just got a big fat ass.
We don't know what her secret is.
I don't think
it's surgery.
You don't think so? How about that thing? Who's the young one?
Kylie, the one that got her lips injected?
And then
girls were doing the lip challenge, Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
So you want to explain what that was?
People were just, like, sticking their mouths in, like, cups, like, that were too small for them.
Yeah, and then they'd
and
suck
then, like,
on it.
Their lips would just swell, and there was, like, a lot of bruising. It just looked like a really gnarly, I didn't understand why that was a challenge.
Basically, they were giving them their lips a hickey.
Yeah.
And they'd be, like, big and fat. But it looks stupid.
It's free Botox.
Yeah, I guess. Did it last long? Did you do
No, I did not do it.
Why not?
So I like my mouth the way
clearly
that it is.
Clearly you're not a true Kardashian fan.
I guess not. There we go. I don't like the Kardashians.
Hold on. Do you have the Kim Kardashian game on your phone?
No.
Oh, damn.
It's horrible.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Did you download it?
You know how much money she made off of that game?
She makes like $50 million.
A million a minute. She said she was making a million. Kanye said it in his song, and we made a million a minute.
A million a minute?
A million a minute.
How much money is that? Wait.
I don't know. How many minutes did it last?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I have no idea.
If you're making a million a minute for a year, you got to be the richest person in the world.
Well, like, she's not on Jay-Z level.
You don't think she's making as much as Jay-Z?
No.
Well, just because Jay-Z owns
like
the world.
A million businesses.
Yeah, I know. Jay-Z owns the world.
Speaking of Jay-Z, Beyonce's pregnant with twins.
I was just
going
to say, Beyonce has twins.
Did you see the photo
Guess how much
shoot?
I care.
Not much. Yeah.
What photos? Let me look at these things. Is she huge? And then they just...
She's not that big. She's, what, 5 months or something?
Oh, really? They waited that long to announce it?
Yeah.
Beyonce... They put it up on her website?
Yes.
Like it's a big event?
Yes.
God, imagine your birth being a huge event for more than just your family.
It's like before you're alive, you're a celebrity.
Yeah. Like the... What? Whoa. Okay, so this is... I just put in Beyonce.
Beyonce?
I love saying Beyonce. What?
It's not right.
She's Queen Bey.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
So this is the front page of her website. It's just white, and in the middle it says... We would like to share our love and happiness. We have been blessed two times over.
Twins.
We are incredibly grateful that our family will be growing by two, and we thank you for your well wishes, the Carters.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a... Oh, yeah, it's not that big. There's a picture of her.
Scroll down.
That is a dope picture, though. How do you get that?
All the pictures are cool. I don't know. She had to actually, like, a proper photographer do it.
Yeah.
Like, procure it.
Okay, and then she's got a nice... What kind of poem is that?
I don't know.
Should I read it? It looks cool. You can read it.
Mother is a cocoon where cells spark, limbs form. Mother swells and stretches to protect her child. Mother has one foot in this world and one foot in the next. Mother, Black Venus.
That's pretty dope. I have three hearts. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Their whole website is devoted to
it. Look how cool she looks.
That is pretty dope. Oh, my God. Look, it's like an event. Look at this. They got all the progress pictures.
But that's from her first kid.
God, what kind of vanity do you have to have your website up? And it's more selfishness. Like, you're putting your kids out there.
Yeah.
They say it looks cool. Like once they have the kids, they're like, you're taking pictures of them.
Yeah.
And they do all this huge lead up to the birth. What do you think paparazzi is going to do?
I don't know.
Would you do that
if I'm a celebrity?
Yeah. I was going to say if you're Beyonce, but if you were actually Beyonce, obviously you'd be doing it. But when you're a celebrity, would you do this?
Announce to
the world that you're pregnant and like she's taking naked pictures with them.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Flaunt your babies if you got it?
Yeah, why not?
Like, this is crazy. This is crazy to me.
Look at this. Scroll down.
Like, this is, they're putting their own scrapbook on the internet to show everyone. Is that not weird?
It's eco-friendly. They don't want to waste the paper. They have this picture with Beyonce, and they have the New York Yankees headphones.
Where is this?
Up. You missed it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Like, around her belly, right here.
This one?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think it's cute.
Yankees fans?
Yeah.
No, I don't like this. Okay. This is weird. Any other celebrities you're a big fan of?
I'm not a big fan of the Kardashians.
Yes, you are.
I'm not a fan. I think they're interesting. Like, it's really interesting to watch. I'm not like a fangirl of them.
Do you like the controversy they have on their TV show?
I mean, it's so entertaining. Think about, like, look at their family tree and how ridiculous it is. Rob Kardashian is marrying Blac Chyna.
Who's Blac Chyna? She's a stripper, right?
She was, and she has a kid with Tyga, who is Kylie's boyfriend.
That's weird.
So it's like, it's really odd.
A little incestuous.
A little bit. That's a little shady. Gross.
Okay, so let's move on to knitting.
Oh, I thought we were going to go to sports.
No, we're not going to talk about sports.
Okay.
We can talk about sports after knitting.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about the sport of knitting.
It is a sport.
So you told me before that you're into knitting.
I would say I'm more into embroidery.
Okay, what's the difference between knitting and embroidery?
Okay, knitting is like taking string and making fabric, basically.
So you take like two pieces of yarn and you turn it into a garment.
I'm pretty sure you actually only take one piece of yarn.
Oh.
And then you're like using the needles to make it. I don't know how to start it. I just know how to... Someone else starts it for me, and then I just continue. I'm not a pro knitter. But embroidery, you take, like, any article of clothing, and then you can make a design using thread.
So that's the one where you have the circle of plastic?
Yes.
And you tighten
up... Like a stretcher.
You tighten up the
fabric. Yeah.
And then you put, like, a Welcome to Our Home on it or something like that.
Something cool.
This family
cool.
loves each other, or a dragon or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay, sports. Why do you want to talk about sports? You like sports or something?
Well, something like that.
What other sports do you like other than field hockey?
So some of us on our field hockey team play on a flag football team. We actually have one person on the softball team also on our team. And we have a few NARPs, non-athletic regular people.
That's great. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. So we have a flag football.
Can I keep that?
Of course, that's yours. So we have a flag football team that we play every Sunday with Rec. We are currently undefeated.
You're undefeated.
Yeah.
What position do you play in flag?
Quarterback.
Shit.
Of course.
Slanging rocks.
Yep.
Are you like Tom Brady out there?
No. Hashtag Deflategate. Not a cheater.
So when I was in, we had a tournament down in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And the American team, this is for rugby, and the American team got tickets for free to a Utah Blaze indoor. So this is AFL, so it's indoor football, and it's like
it's
in a
so
hockey
intense.
Rink size thing, and it's like 6-on-6 or whatever. It's super amateur,
mm-hmm.
but they get paid. It's pro, but it's like watching. It's like semi pro.
Okay,
semi pro. With Will Ferrell. And so we got the tickets from the American team because they didn't want to go because they knew what it was.
Right.
So we show up, and on the stadium announcement, they say that we're the American team. Like, they're like, oh, and the American rugby team is here. So,
that's funny.
So we all rip our shirts off, and he starts spinning, like, USA!
That's funny.
USA. They're like, who the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, the quarterback for that team's name was Tom Grady. He's the best player in the league. He had 100 touchdown throws in the season.
Wow.
So he's the best quarterback. How amateur is that? Like, he's almost Tom Brady, but he's Tom
that
Grady.
That is kind of insane. That's funny. An interesting coincidence. That's dope.
Who's the best player on your flag football team?
Well, we have a lot of players that are not here currently. I would say it's a three-way tie between myself.
Oh, shit. Calling your own number,
Yeah. Big number 32. Rowan Harris and Claire Echols.
So Rowan's your best friend.
Yes. She's superstar running back.
She's your everything?
Yep, number one.
So in the flag, do you have to rip both flags to
no,
be
just
tagged?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the best? Can you stiff arm?
You mean like T-bar like, somebody?
Like push someone away?
Oh,
so
no,
they
you
can't.
But like, though, what? Girls are mean. Like, they are violent.
Yeah,
I have been pushed where I shouldn't be pushed.
Okay. Oh, so in field hockey, do you get shoved a lot? I mean, you're a goalie, but
I usually shove other people
okay.
as a goalie.
Okay.
Nobody really shoves me.
Okay.
Yeah.
They kind of stay away from...
That's what they should do.
Okay, so I know nothing about field hockey,
mm-hmm.
all right? How do you start a game? Let's just go through the rules of field hockey.
Okay.
For my own education.
Yes.
Okay, how do you start a game of field hockey? Is there a coin toss?
We usually... Yes, there's a... Yeah, so let's play CIS. CIS hockey,
rules?
We do, yeah.
We're going CIS rules.
Right. Yeah, and I think those are the same as, like, international rules.
Okay.
So, you do a coin toss. Whoever wins the coin toss chooses what, like, what they want to start with, like, the ball, and then the other team chooses
okay.
the side or
so
something.
So there's no face-off or anything?
No, we don't face-off. That's
okay.
an old rule. They used to do face-offs, I think.
Okay.
Which is kind of silly, but
okay.
we play that sometimes. It's cute. We play, like, our alumni game. We play by the old rules, which is fun. So let's say we start the ball. Basically, the main rules are you're not allowed to let your foot touch the ball.
Oh, really? You can't kick it? Or?
Nope. I'm the only one that gets to kick it.
What if it's incidental?
It's still a turnover to the
really?
Other team. Yes.
Okay.
You can't use the back of your stick. It's rounded anyway, so I wouldn't recommend using it. It's not going to do much for you. You can't, like, put your body, it's non-contact, so you can't shove people.
Right.
You can't put your body in the way of someone getting the ball.
Oh, really? So you can't, like, sort of block it
no,
out?
No, not really.
That sounds tough.
And there's a bunch of other rules.
Is this the same for men's?
Yes.
The same rules?
Yeah.
Okay, so just one more. So I always, they get penalties in the, can you score? Do you
D.
have to score within?
Yeah, you have to score within the D.
So
it's like.
So how big is the? how big is the D?
You'd have to take a look.
Oh my god! Okay, what is it like? 10 yards? 20 yards?
I don't know. I don't. Why don't we use the metric system?
I don't know. What? How many meters is it then?
I don't know because it's a semicircle.
Yeah, but isn't it the same distance from the middle? Or from the isn't the radius of it the same the whole way around?
Okay, I don't need to know a lot of these things because I'm a goalie.
You just have to stop the ball.
I pretty much stop the ball. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just googled field hockey, so we'll see. Okay. So do you call all your players these things like a sweeper, a midfielder?
Yeah. Well, I usually call them by name because I know them. But sweeper, yeah.
What? Obviously, you're not going to, hey, sweeper.
I'm just being annoying. Yeah, the sweeper is the defense. She's, like, the person that's directly in front of me. And
yeah.
then we have a center back. And then we have two halfbacks.
Uh-huh.
And then, so there's 11 people on the field at all times, including myself.
Okay.
So
on the penalties,
yeah.
I see they sometimes will chuck a helmet on.
A mask, yeah. So basically, when we do a penalty corner, it means that there was a foul in the D. So the opposite team will run a set play kind of thing where they'll take the ball from the baseline, drag it to the top of the D, and then do some kind of play to try to score. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can flick the ball from the top of the D, which means it would get some air.
Yeah, I've seen them.
If they're good at it.
Can't you flick it up to yourself and hit it like a baseball?
No, that's not a thing. Definitely firm no.
I've definitely seen that before.
That's a firm no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe is that back in the day they used to do that?
I don't know that that was ever allowed.
Okay.
That seems extremely dangerous.
Did I just lie?
Yeah, you're just a liar.
Okay.
It happens. And so I think they put on the masks so they don't get smacked in the face.
Okay.
Don't lose a tooth.
Yeah, because the ball can come up.
Yeah.
And why do they wet the fields? They're always, like, spraying water on them.
Yeah, it's a water-based field, so we can't actually play when it's dry or frozen because it's just dangerous. You, like, trip and get a lot of burns.
Yeah, they used to play football on that kind of turf,
mm-hmm.
and then they switched it because it's horrible.
Yeah.
But does the ball just doesn't roll right on other surfaces? Is that why they play field hockey on that fake stuff? Do you play on grass?
No. I have played on grass before, and it's really horrible. You can't do anything.
Does it suck?
It sucks. The ball gets stuck in the grass,
yeah,
and it's
it
like,
roll.
What is this, golf or something? Like, nonsense.
Well, that's how it started, right? It started on the grass, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and it's a totally different style of play between playing on grass and our field.
So do you watch field hockey? Like on the internet?
Yeah. I watch like international matches.
Mm. So is it hard to get feeds for it, or do you just stream
it
illegally?
No, it's not that big that there's a legal streaming.
Oh, really?
Like the sport is very small. It's big in Europe, but I don't know that I'll be able. Like if I'm finding a link, it's probably the link that was provided by the people that are streaming it.
So you just watch it. Is there a pro league in?
There's
In Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
Women's pro league. Do they make enough money to survive?
I guess so. There's a few people who used to be on the national team and he used to play for UBC that are out there right now.
Oh, yeah? Did you know them?
Yep. One of them is Lauren Logisch. She plays in the Netherlands. I don't know what team.
Okay. And the other one?
In The Hague.
In The Hague?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you watch any other sports? Basketball, normal football.
I like to watch football, and I like to watch basketball.
So the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend?
Yes.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
The Falcons and the Patriots.
The Falcons? Like Mike Vick's old team?
I think so.
Okay. I don't watch football. I don't know. We can look it up.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
I don't think so.
You're just going to watch it by yourself?
Maybe my dad will watch it with me.
Okay. Okay.
In preparation for our flag football that night. Am I right?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
So who's your team in that? Who are you backing?
Gotta be the Falcons.
Are you gonna bet on them?
No. So we don't make bets and we don't gamble in the Jewish religion.
You're not allowed to?
No.
Really? That's
no.
bullshit. Nah, nah.
It is
nah,
what it
bullshit.
Is.
Just do it.
Well, I'm not gonna do it anyway.
Just a couple
I wouldn't
shekels.
Ask my
come
no. Come on. How do you even know that term? Nobody knows that.
So you and your dad were just no gambling there?
No.
It makes the game more exciting. Like, you get into it.
No, I get really into it. I don't need to have a monetary.
Okay, I'm just going to sneak another ad in here, and then we'll keep the party rolling with Gabby Switzer. On 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so I was actually watching a Vice document, like you said, Vice. We're going to go back to the Jewish angle of this conversation. And there were these super Orthodox Jews living in, I believe, New York City.
Of course,
crazy Orthodox, right? And they were so Jewish that they were anti-Israel because...
Okay. That doesn't mean... Okay, let's rephrase that, because I watched the same thing.
Oh, you
did? I did
you
watch
did see it?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not so Jewish that they're anti-Israel. They're like... They are very religious.
Yeah, but crazy.
They're
almost to a point
not
of being crazy.
Zionist, which means they're not pro-Israel. I didn't watch the full thing. I don't know why they're not pro-Israel.
I can tell you. So they weren't actually not... They were anti-Israel.
Okay.
Because they believe that there should only be a Jewish state after...
The Messiah comes?
The Messiah comes and murders everybody.
No, the Mashiach is not going to murder everybody.
Sorry, saves everyone.
Yeah.
And then the devil kills everybody.
No, nobody is going to be killed. I don't think that that's the vibe. I'm pretty sure it's just that everything is going to be better.
For the Jews.
The world.
The whole world?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So even if non-Jews will get saved?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Then how come Jewish people don't like other people joining their religion?
That's not true at all. We welcome people that want to convert.
Why is it so hard? See, because I can convert to Christianity
in
2 seconds. I can say
I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
because it has to be a real commitment. You have to be, like, serious about it. It can't just be like, oh, sign me up here. Like, dip me in the bath and sign me up.
Okay, but if I decide, okay, I'm going to be a Christian and I really believe it, I'm a Christian right away. Bang, I'm a
Christian.
That's
awesome.
But for Jewish people, what do you have to do to become
It depends on what sect you want to join. There's reform. How many types of Christianity are there?
I know.
So many. Too many to count. I don't even know. So we don't have that many, because we're a very small population on this earth.
Yeah.
It's only 15 million of us, and a lot of them were murdered.
Yeah.
So we have reform, conservative, orthodox, modern orthodox, a couple others. If you wanted to convert through reform, I think it's a shorter process. If you wanted to convert Orthodox, it's going to take you like 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Something like that, yeah.
Doesn't that seem a little weird?
No, it doesn't seem weird to me. There's a lot to learn.
So you have to learn
all this.
I've
got a lifetime of learning.
So you have to learn all this stuff before you become Jewish?
Well, I don't know. I just think if you want to join any group, you should understand like what it means to be a part of the group.
Yeah, I guess so. You learn the history and...
And the values.
Okay, so... You say you want to talk about mental health. So last week was, or is it still going on? The bell.
I think it's just over now because it's February. So I think mental health. It was like a mental
Isn't
health
it Black
month.
Black History Month this month.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about Black people. Yeah, I know.
Did you see Donald Trump?
I saw. We'll
An
play
embarrassment.
It. We'll play it. So you want to talk a little bit about Bell? Let's talk.
Yeah. So, I think it was really awesome to do Bell Let's Talk month. I think all these awareness initiatives are really awesome, and getting sort of breaking down the stigma and breaking down the walls of talking about mental health is huge. I personally have had I've had my own struggles with mental health. I've like fairly rough anxiety.
Okay.
And sometimes depression.
Are you anxious right now?
I'm anxious like all the time. I don't even know when I'm not anxious.
Oh, really?
It's like very rare that I'm not anxious.
Like, you're afraid to put your hand up in class and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends. I have moments where I'm like, I have a minute of confidence, and then it's fleeting.
Okay.
But,
So what do you do to overcome that?
Well, it's become, like, I've been living with it for a long time, so it just becomes your normal. So I've been seeing therapy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find the right therapist is like really a struggle, and the university has a lot of resources, but I just don't think that there's like enough therapists on campus.
Are there therapists for students?
Yes.
I honestly didn't know.
Yeah, you can go to like the Health and Wellness Center, I think that's what it's called, or like in Brock Hall. It's like you walk into Brock Hall and it's right on your right and in the slidey doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's, like, really difficult to get an appointment. So if you wanted to see... Yeah, there's not that many of them, and then there's so many students.
Yeah.
So really what's cool is there's Speakeasy right upstairs in the Nest, which I think is peer counseling.
Oh,
right.
I didn't even know that existed either.
There's a lot of great resources on campus. And I think what's really cool is that we have such a fantastic new president, Dr. Ono.
Santa?
Yeah. He is killing it, and he's really been outspoken about mental health, which I think is important. And, yeah, I think it's just, like, something that we all deal with. And in sport, a lot of the times people are just like, well, tough it out or, like, whatever. And we don't even talk. Like, mental health is the same thing as me. I'm recently hurt my hamstring. It's, like, the same thing as me not being able to, like, run. Like, sometimes I just, like,
a bit of a
can't
handicap.
Move.
Like a handicap almost.
It is. So, I think it's weird that we can't, it's not okay to say, like, I'm feeling really anxious, like, I can't come to this thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, it's okay to say, I've got a really bad cold, so I can't come to this thing right now. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. That kind of makes sense. I never heard it explained by that, but that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I've heard that, like, throughout history, obviously different cultures treat mental health differently. So, some Aboriginal cultures, like the shamans,
mm-hmm.
were actually... Some people think people with like schizophrenia or other sort of mental health problems, but the way that the culture treated them, it was sort of like they were more spiritual and they're in touch with other.
That's really interesting that you say that.
Beings,
yes.
You know,
because we were talking about that. I'm in a Indigenous sociology class, and we're talking about like people that identify as queer in the Aboriginal community are seen as two-spirited people. So they had, like, masculine and feminine qualities, and they were seen as, like, people who should be mediators or, like... Everyone kind of had their place.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
had skills, and they were, like, used to use their skills. Mm-hmm.
So have you heard of... So in Samoa... Yeah, it's Samoa. Have you heard of the Falfafina?
I think I have.
Yeah, so this is when, let's say, sorry, I have a rip in my pants.
I didn't even see it.
I thought that's what you
No. I was looking over here. I wasn't looking down there.
They have, so what would happen in a family, let's say you have five boys, right? They're very like, the girls do this job, the men do this job, right? So if you have five boys, there's no girls to do the women's work. So they'll pick one of the boys, usually the youngest, and raise them as a girl. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. So a lot of them, I mean, just by coincidence, turn out to actually be trans, which are not a lot of them, but some of them. Just maybe it's by coincidence, or maybe it's just because they got raised like that. But then some of them are dudes. Like they're guys just being forced to be female, right? And there's one I watched where the guy, he dedicated himself to rugby just to prove that he was, like, tough. Like,
okay.
And he was a professional rugby player.
Well, good for him.
He was a professional rugby player in the NRL, which is the National Rugby League. And he quit after 2 years because he was like, I proved everything I could.
Yeah.
But that's, like, it's almost a form of a torture, like, forcing these guys to grow up as women. Right?
And that sucks.
Like, they don't hang out with the boys. They hang out with the girls. And they're
That's super they're weird.
Dudes.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously we don't have like a lot of records of like Islander cultures.
No, we don't.
Samoans, but I was just wondering if that went back a far like a long ways or if that's recent. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm sure there's some guy who knows somewhere. Someone knows somewhere.
Not me.
Oh, what was I gonna I forgot what I was gonna talk about. Fuck, I talked too much. Oh.
Yep.
Trump. I brought it up already.
Oh, great.
So I guess, we're almost done here. So
I saw, like, the funniest thing. There was a woman at one of the women's protests, which was
the
incredible.
The women's march last week. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
There was one who was like, I'm living to a day where our president is an orange man dipped in Cheetos.
Oh, my God. That
so
Cheetos
funny.
Thing just reminded me of one of the funniest. Because I'm trying to take international relations, and it's one of the funniest news clips I've ever
seen.
Is
it the one where they're like, make a Trump, and they throw these things in the bathtub?
No.
Okay,
this is
that's
even
funny.
Better. It's better if you know the guy.
Okay.
Because you know, like, his history on TV and stuff. But this is so funny. Have you heard of Glenn Beck before?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is.
We thought.
Okay, this is Glenn Beck. So Glenn Beck is a super right wing. He's less right wing, more just crazy Christian.
Okay.
Okay. He's like a Christian crusader almost, and he's recently gone a little bit crazy. Like some people think he's sort of mental.
Okay.
And this is him.
Trump on television
with the goggles.
Yeah. This is him on the right here.
Oh.
In the
goggles. The swim goggles. And you stuck your face in Cheetos, crushed Cheetos, that you would look just like Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
So they've got bowls of Cheetos in front of them. And watch this.
I have regular. Look at the regular. The pops are the part.
What is he doing? Why is this even a thing? This just looks like.
Get very good coverage that way.
It looks like the girl that was mashing the bread with her face. Oh,
why are they doing that?
Donald, is that you?
That's why I think you need to do it like.
Oh, he's just covered in Cheeto like dust. Oh, what a goofball.
This is my worst nightmare.
What a goofball.
I think you gotta.
They're all doing it, eh? A bunch of 40-year-old men dunking their...
40? They're pushing 60.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of 60-year-old dudes dunking their heads in Cheeto bowls.
Man.
What a great...
That's what we have to live for.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so this week is Black History Month in Canada as well now, I guess. I mean, they didn't really push it until the last couple of years, right?
I haven't
it's
heard...
It's bigger in the States.
Yeah.
Well, for obvious historical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Donald Trump.
And then let's talk. Is that on his right? Is that who I think it is?
That's Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Ben Carson in charge of housing and development.
Housing and urban development.
Urban development, and he's a surgeon, ex-surgeon. This makes a lot of sense.
He's a neurosurgeon.
Good choice.
A lot of people think the reason Trump picked him is because he heard urban and he thought black.
Have you, Wanda Sykes? you should watch on Ellen after this.
I'm not going to watch Ellen, okay?
If you see Wanda, you might watch it. She says, yeah, it was really difficult for me to get to work today because I had to come from the urban area. Because all black people live in an urban area.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Black people have it the worst.
And she was like, my neighborhood was on fire. There were burning cars.
Everybody got shot at.
Yeah, and she's like,
it's horrible. Okay, horrible. So this is Donald Trump talking about, so usually on at the start of Black History Month, the president will sit down with a bunch of black, at least civil rights leaders that are still alive, mm-hmm. and other black activists, and just talk to them about black issues in the United States. And this is part of Donald Trump's speech to the cameras after he's done this talk. And just pay attention to how little this guy knows about black mm-hmm. history in the United States. This is Donald. It's a minute. We'll watch the whole thing. It's a minute and 20. So
this month, we honor the tremendous history of the African Americans throughout our country, throughout the world, if you really think about it, right?
Okay, good start, good start. All right.
But it doesn't make sense. African Americans throughout the world. Where did they leave the
U.S.? It's Black History Month in the United
States. Okay, but so it's not making sense already. Anyway.
Last month, we celebrated the life of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., whose incredible example.
No.
Okay. Martin Luther King, and then he looks down. Oh, Junior. like he didn't even know.
Give us strength.
He didn't even know.
Come on.
Okay.
He's unique in American history. You read all about Dr. Martin Luther King a week ago when somebody said, I took the statue out of my office. And it turned out that that was fake news.
So he uses this to make a joke about fake news.
Right.
Cherished.
He's not going to talk about the history of Martin Luther King. He's going to talk about fake news.
Good ones. We have Lincoln, and we have Jefferson, and we have Dr. Martin Luther King, and we have
Junior.
But they said the statue, the bust of Dr. Martin Luther King was taken.
Okay. Okay, we got it.
And it was never even touched. So I think it was a disgrace, but that's the way the press
the speech is a disgrace.
If you remember,
your presidency has been a disgrace.
Well, with the African American community, and after they heard me speaking and talking about the inner city and lots of other things,
oh my God,
we ended up getting—I won't go into details—but we ended up getting substantially more than other candidates who had run in the past.
Why are we talking about? You're already the president. I don't understand.
New levels.
Oh my God, this guy sucks.
Okay. He has done more damage. Like, is he going to be impeached? But we can't have him impeached because then we have Mike Pence. Mike Pence is worse.
Yeah. Impeachment's not going to solve all the problems of the United States. So anyways, in that speech, he goes on to talk about Frederick Douglass. And at one point he said he's continuing to be recognized more and more. For the uninitiated, Frederick Douglass escaped slavery back mm-hmm. in the 1800s. He's been dead for almost 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Trump says, oh, he's continuing to get more and more fame. So he was an escaped slave, and he was one of the biggest advocates. He escaped to the North, and he was one of the biggest advocates for freeing the slaves in that time period. And Trump just had no clue who he was. It was so clear that he had no clue who he was. Do you have a lot to say? Do you want to say some stuff on Trump before we end here, or are you... Does everyone pretty much know already?
Yeah,
what's up
I think it's enough. I really just, I'm just embarrassed, and I'm sad because we're taking so many steps backwards. I was so excited to have a female president.
Were you pumped for Hillary?
I was huge pumped for Hillary.
Were you?
That's so annoying with those Bernie or bust people. Like, let's just get on the same team here.
Yeah, I think their issue though was that a lot of the things that she advocated for were not. On their, like, they did not like her policies on them, right?
Yeah, but at what point are we going to say, are we going to allow a man who has sexually assaulted women?
Oh, no.
Boasted about it.
Yeah, no doubt she would have been better.
Like, there's no question.
No doubt she would have been better. Yeah. I think their main issue was that she, like, a lot of them thought she wouldn't have been worse than him just because she was so aggressive on the foreign policy mm-hmm. front, right? But obviously his foreign policy is a joke.
It's a joke.
Okay, let's get off. I can't talk about him this much.
No.
So well, we've done almost an hour and a half.
You want to quickly talk about our season?
Not really, but okay. I don't really.
You want to talk? You not do this on your show? You don't talk about.
No.
You talk about the random stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
We can. Okay, let's finish. We'll talk.
No way.
We'll talk about. If you hadn't noticed, for an hour we've been.
Well,
talking
I know
about
we've been talking
stuff.
About. Yeah, I was like, oh god, like this is a really long show. I guess. Like, people were going to listen this far?
No, probably not.
No. Whatever you want.
Okay, so let's talk about your team's season so far. So,
yeah, so
what's your record looking at?
We won our sixth consecutive national championship.
Okay, so that's probably pretty important.
Really important.
We are really important.
We are a huge deal. I think we're tied with swimming as the most decorated team at this university.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's pretty
with
cool.
The most national
oh, yeah,
championships.
They're good too, aren't they?
Yeah, they breed a lot of Olympians.
So you've won three then since you...
I have won two because I was redshirted in my first year.
Okay, so you weren't playing?
No.
So you guys, when does your season run?
It runs from September to like mid-November.
Oh, so that's pretty short.
November. Super short, yeah. So...
Do you guys still train right now?
Yeah, we're training all year long.
Oh, my God.
It's super awesome. No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
Are you guys in the gym still?
Yeah, we're in the gym.
Okay.
Just
Do you
making
have a sister?
Gains. I do have a sister.
Was she on the rugby team?
No, okay. She's younger than me.
There was someone, I saw a girl in the
that
gym,
like
and I thought it was you, and I was like, are you Gary? She's like, no. That was really awkward.
That is awkward.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
No, definitely not.
Are you jacked? Like what?
No.
No?
I'm trying.
You're trying? Do you guys do cleans and stuff?
Yeah. My wrist is sprained. I can't really do it.
Okay. So you just do pulls now? Clean pulls?
Yeah.
Who's your trainer? Do you work with Joe or John? Or
we work with Lisa, but we work with Amanda. I believe she's a master's student that trains us primarily.
Is that the one that wears the sweaters all the time?
They all wear sweaters.
That's true.
Yeah. She's got, like, shorter brown hair. She's super nice.
Okay. I'm sure I'd recognize her.
Yeah.
So you won six championships in a row. What was
yes.
your record? Did you lose any games this season?
I don't think we lost any games, actually. We tied two. Yeah, we were undefeated. We tied two, and we won the rest.
So who's your biggest rival? Like, who'd you play in the final?
I'm going to talk about the final. Yeah,
okay,
so...
let's get into this final. What happened?
So last season... our final was UVic and us again.
Okay.
We tied the game, and we went in. Literally, when the time ran out, we tied the game on a penalty corner. The time had run out. We had to play the corner out, and we scored.
Oh, so you don't stop when the time's gone. You stop.
If there's a short corner, you play until the corner is played out.
Oh, good. That's good luck.
Yes. We had two consecutive corners. We couldn't score on the first one, and then we scored on the second, and then we went into a shootout, and Rowan, like, just killed it, and we won.
What do you mean Rowan killed it?
She, like, played awesome. Because you do one-on-ones.
Oh, in
yeah,
the shootout.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do one-on-ones in the shootout. So basically you have 8 seconds, and one player will come from the 25, and the goalie will start in the net, and they kind of just go one-on-one with each other. And so, yeah, so Rowan, like, outstanding. She killed it. And then this year, like, the summer going into this year, Rowan injured her MCL.
Okay.
So she wasn't able to play for the majority of the season.
And you're a goalie as well. So
I'm a goalie as well.
For her.
So, yes. So then I became the starter and interim. And I actually won CanWest Goalie of the Year.
That's pretty. And you're the
yeah.
interim starter.
Yeah.
So how good is Rowan then?
She's
she must
really
be a
good.
Freak. Yeah.
Yeah. She's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty insane. I actually can't even believe that it happened. And I'm.
That's pretty cool.
Did you
get a big trophy?
I got a plaque, and we won CanWest, so we got a trophy for CanWest. We took that back
all
from the
bikes. Hardware, hey?
All the hardware this year, yeah. And then we went into Nationals, and we went into the shootout again with UVic.
So they won CanWest.
No, we won CanWest this year.
But
they did last year,
oh,
and
but
we
you
took
can,
it back.
So you can lose CanWest and still win Nationals?
Yes.
Okay.
But they haven't won Nationals.
Are there any good teams out east or in the
yeah,
middle
UFT
of the country?
Yeah, UFT is pretty strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, some weird French Quebec team that's good? Is McGill any good? Or?
I have a couple friends that play for McGill. They haven't been at Nationals, but I hear that their program is making a lot of gains.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
They're, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
where was Nationals this year?
It was in Toronto. which was awesome. We got our sixth in the six.
Oh.
That's what we've been calling it.
Okay.
I came
up
with
that. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh.
I remember saying, guys, it's a six in the six. Like, I was so pumped.
Did you go to... Did you guys party after the...
We...
In Toronto?
No.
No?
We had to literally...
That sounds like a lie.
No, I'm serious. We literally, like, got our trophies, got our medals, and, like, booked it to the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys get... Do the drinking on the
plane? No.
In the airport bar?
No. Just, like, a lot of sandwiches.
A lot of sandwiches.
We're so hungry. We didn't get to eat. We didn't get to go anywhere. It was horrible.
That's on a budget.
Everyone was so hangry. It was rough. Yeah.
Hangry, but you'd won. So
but we won. We're like so excited, but like literally.
Imagine if you'd lost and had to.
Oh, I can't imagine.
That would have been devastating.
Yeah, sucks to suck.
Okay, I think that's a good way to end it.
Yeah.
What song
but
do you
we
want?
We won in a shootout again. So it was awesome.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. The song that I'm going to recommend.
It sucks to suck.
No. Is Get Like.
Okay, who's
by
that?
By Kehlani.
Oh, is that like, everybody want to get...
No.
No? Okay.
Not
how do you spell
close. Kate? K-A-H. K-E-H.
Here's Get Like by Kehlani. She sort of looks like a dude a little bit. Or like
I
a
don't
little.
Know. She's like gender nonconforming. I'm pretty sure she identifies as a woman.
Okay. Did I just misgender her?
Potentially. I don't know. We'd have to ask.
Okay. Here we go. Kehlani, Get Like. Thanks for coming on.
I cast him out the corner of their eyes. Look all hypnotized. I don't mind when I catch you stand me all the way down to my thighs. Makes me realize that I'm shy and just a little awkward. But you bring it out of me, out of me. Cause you're the only one that I get like. You're the only one that I get like this for. You're the only one that I get like. You're the only one that I get like this for. Ain't nobody else made me feel like. You're the only one that I feel like this for. You're the only one that I get like. You're the only one that I get like this for. I confess, after we get down, we always. Proud.